السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers or sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, as you know that we are discussing these days of fitna. Fitnas as it is were pouring in our country and other parts of the world. Fitnas were pouring in our homes, in our bazaars, in our marketplaces. This is a door, or this is the time of fitnas. And the greatest fitna and the greatest test, as we discussed last night, is upon the iman of the person. The greatest test of these days is to safeguard the iman. That is, if we appreciate and value this precious gift of iman. If we have no value for iman, then of course there is no question of even looking after it. A person who values and appreciates his iman, and he knows that his akhirat depends on this iman. In fact, this worldly life of his also, if he wants sukoon, happiness, contentment, satisfaction, if he wants Allah Ta'ala's nusrat, Allah Ta'ala's help, Allah Ta'ala's madad, if he wants some kind of tranquility, then it depends on his iman. If he has solid iman, then he will be able to resist the temptations and enjoy the benefits of that iman in this world and in the akhirah. But if a person does not value that iman, then of course there is no question of looking after it. If a person does not know the value of a coin, a gold coin, a person does not know the value of it. Like a little child knows the value of a slab of chocolate or a sweet and a toffee with a shining paper and a glittering paper, the child knows the value of that. So any person can exchange a $1 million check in exchange for a sweet and a toffee. If a child has been given a $1 million check as inheritance, and if little children were allowed to transact their own business, then in these times we know what kind of scams there are and what kind of crooks there are and what kind of people there are in this world. So they would have gone to the child and showed a beautiful slab of chocolate with a very shining piece of paper and wrapper and exchanged the whole check. And the child would have given it happily. Say, what's this paper? Not worth anything. I'd rather take this slab of chocolate. Because the child does not know that it's $1 million and you can buy a 1 billion chocolates in that. So therefore the child will exchange it. In the same way, the person who does not know the value of his iman, he will exchange it. Just for a little while of haram pleasure, he will exchange it. If a pretty face invites him to commit adultery or fornication, and he is being invited, in other words, it is free of charge, then this person will say that I must enjoy myself, irrespective of what kind of haram pleasure it may be, because to him there is no question of safeguarding iman. So the disbelievers, there is no question of them safeguarding their iman. Therefore it means nothing to them to be anywhere, at any time, at any place. There is no restrictions for them. But the Muslim, by virtue of his kalima, he has accepted the restrictions. Nobody forced him that you must accept Islam. If the person is unhappy with Islam, na'udzubillah, if he is unhappy, he doesn't want to practice, and he's finding all kinds of problems, then he must state it clearly that I'm unhappy with Islam. But why say that change that Islam? What the demand is nowadays is that we must change Islam. خود تو بدلتے نہیں قرآن کو بدل دیتے ہیں. The person doesn't want to change himself, but he wants to change the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif must be according to our whims and fancies. If there is a demand in the public, and that demand is of a haram nature, so then we must go along with it. We must not be any obstacle to it, because there is a demand. That is how politics of the day operate. That look at what is the demand of the citizens of the country. If the demand is that there must be legislation to make pornography permissible or legal, or abortion legal, or prostitution legal, or anything else legal, then finish, the government will go along with it if it wants votes. And that is not Islam. We will say to submit to the Sharia, to submit to the Quran and Quran Sharif and Sunnah, to submit to the will of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That will be Islam. We will have to take the pain on our hearts of restraining ourselves and resisting those temptations. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came in a time when there was plenty of sin, there's no doubt. A person gives advice to the ulama and to those who are opposing participation at the stadiums, that instead of opposing it, we should rather give some guidelines as to how the people should behave when they are there at the stadium. How can you give guidelines about something that is totally haram and forbidden? Now we say, how is it haram and forbidden? So the very start of the games, there's dancing, there's singing, there's music, and there's all kinds of show of naked girls. Now all these people that went there, then did they close their eyes? Did they put plugs in their ears? Did they lower their gazes? What did they do? So now to ask the ulama, and it is a sad thing to say, but unfortunately some scholars also, whose nafs seems to have overpowered them and want to view and want to see, they are also going along with this view. They rather give them guidelines, because they are going to go, they are going to see, they are going to participate. Now that is not how Islam and Sharia operates. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say go along with them, drink, gamble, because those all those things were in existence. Commit adultery, fornication, engage in rape and looting and arson and everything else. Go and engage in it and then warn them and advise them and give them some direction. Quran Sharif and Sharia, we know that what was the condition in the time of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, and especially Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, did anybody have the courage to go against the Quran and Sunnah? We talk about those days as being the glorious days of Islam. So if we want the glorious days of Islam, then should we not be going in that direction? Yes, we can say that there will be a number of people, and we are also part of that ummah whose iman is very weak. So if we are doing something wrong, then at least acknowledge it, at least state clearly that what I am doing is wrong. It's my weakness of the nafs. It is shaitan's temptation, but it is not Quran and Sunnah. I'm not propagating it, and I'm not happy and satisfied and content with the sins of mine. Now that is the difficulty. Therefore last night I discussed that malfuz of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, that qawm min haythul qawm, on qawm min haythul Islam, murda ho chuki hai. Furada furada kahin par kisi ko ehsas hai. Here and there some people have got some kind of realization and ehsas. They are conscious of what is happening. But the ummah at large, it is dead. The ummah at large is dead. That one hadith sharif which is well known, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the example of salat in a Muslim's life. And we have discussed this many times too. That the position of salat in the life of a Muslim is like the position of the head in the human body. And I have explained many times that the place of the head in the human body, we all know what is its position. That we have seen many people who are blind, totally blind. And they may be deaf, dumb and blind. There are many who are deaf, dumb and blind. And there are many in the world who are deaf, dumb and blind and also paralyzed. But if a person has to shoot one of those people, he will be charged for murder. He can't say in the court of law that this person was deaf, dumb, blind, so how can you charge me for murder? Can anybody say that? That this person was deaf, dumb and blind, so therefore I shot him and I killed him. The person will be charged for murder and he can go in for life. Because that person who was deaf, dumb and blind, he still had life. He has still had life. And some may also have had wife. Doesn't mean he was deaf, dumb and blind, doesn't have wife. So the person could have life too and he could have a wife too. So if the person has to shoot a person like that, he will still be charged for murder. But if there was a person whose head was already out of the body, the head was already separated, the person took it off with a sword or with a knife. Now somebody goes and shoots the body, plants a few bullets in the heart. Will he be charged for murder? That person is already murdered, is dead, is killed, finished. It could be after 3 days or 4 days in the body this person planted the bullets, then they can charge him for some other, under some other law. But he can't be charged for murder because that person was already dead. So that Muslim who has got no salat in his life, it is as if he has got no head in the body. So then if the person is trampled upon, bullets are put through his body, or they are humiliated and disgraced and harmed, then in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is not murder. Because the person had no head left. Now that is the condition of 70% of the ummah at large today. Now that is just one part of Islam and deen. One farz of deen. What about all the other aspects? So therefore those people in the ummah at large, people like us, he says that the ummah at large, there may be some people here and there who are alive, but the rest he says are dead. People like us, they're dead because the iman is dead. So those people who will value and appreciate their iman, then they will go out of their way to make an effort to safeguard this iman. They will run far from those places where the iman can be affected and damaged and harmed. But if the person hasn't even heard of Islam and iman, or it's just words of the dictionary to him, then he's not going to be concerned. We can keep on saying what we wish to. The person will say, I'm enjoying myself. So the Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's very beautiful advices, which we discussed at length some 2-3 years ago, and in many places I discussed it, but I think it's very, very appropriate for the times of fitna that we are now going through. Therefore I will repeat. Tumhare ghar mein choron ne lagayi hai naqab, jaago. Tumhare ghar mein choron ne lagayi hai naqab, jaago. Tumhara ye liye jaate hain maal asbab, sab jaago. Pade ho ab bhi ghafil, kar rahe ho kya ghazab, jaago. Bahut soye, bas ab jaago, bas ab jaago. تمہارا یہ لیے جاتے ہیں مال اسباب سب جاگو، پڑے ہو اب بھی غافل کر رہے ہو کیا غضب، جاگو بہت سوئے بہت سوئے بس اب جاگو بس اب جاگو، مسلمانوں اٹھو بحر عمل تیار ہو جاؤ، نہیں یہ وقت غفلت کا بس اب بیدار ہو جاؤ. یہ اینالوجی آف اے ہاؤس ان وچ دیر از اے پرسن ہو از فاسٹ اسلیپ اینڈ دا تھیوز دا روگز دا برگلرز they have come with big big drills and they are drilling big huge holes in the wall to enter the house. That means it's not even a very silent entry, it's an entry with a big din and a big noise. They are entering and the person inside the house, after they have entered, they are taking away everything. They're taking away his fridge, his stove, his furniture, his gold, his silver. Everything is being taken away. The whole world is telling this person, get up, see what is happening. But he is fast asleep. He said, bahut soye, bahut soye, bas ab jago, bas ab jago. He said, how can you still be so negligent when this is what is happening right in your house? Now the analogy from there we take is that of the Muslim Ummah at large and our homes and our lives, that the enemies of Islam, they came into our homes, not silently and quietly. The TVs, the movies, the Hollywood, the Bollywood, the media with all its fitnas came into our homes, making a big noise and a big din. The music came, the pictures came, the fitnas of the internet, the fitnas of the radio station, the fitnas of the television, all the different fitnas, they all came. Of course, to whatever extent the technology can be used for permissible purposes, we are not talking about that. The internet can be used. I am talking about those people who got caught in all these fitnas. Those homes which have become now cinemas on earth. At one time, if you told a pious person or a person with some libas of piety, some garb of piety, that there is a nice picture showing somewhere in town in the cinema, he said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They won't even go anywhere near it. And now within the home, and not only in the home, but even in the pockets now. Even in the pockets. So he says, tumhare ghar mein choro ne lagai hai naqab, jago, get up, get up. These enemies have made big, big holes in the walls of your home. They're stealing your culture. They're stealing your salat. They've stolen your zakat. They have stolen your akhlaq. They have stolen your mu'amlat and your mu'asharat, your living style, your ibadat, your zikr, your tilawat. Now all these things which should take place in our homes because of these fitnas that have entered, where has a person got time now for tilawat and for zikr and for ibadat and for good akhlaq and for talking with his wife and children cheerfully? Where has he got time for that? In these 35 days he'll have time. Therefore I mentioned that those days the Quran Sharif was what the life in homes, Muslim homes, began with. Irrespective of what happens, in the morning we must read Quran Sharif first. We as little children also we remember that we were told to first read the Quran Sharif, then you can go wherever you want, whether it's madrasa holiday or school holiday. Quran Sharif must be read in the house first. Tumhare ghar mein choro ne lagai hai naqab, jago. Newspapers are delivered before Fajr, so that the person's day starts with newspapers. Day starts with SATV 1 and 2 and 3 and 5. And BBC and CNN and World TV. And that is what the day of a Muslim starts with now. Where there is time for Quran Sharif. Uffaz of the Quran Sharif don't have time to read Quran Sharif. I mentioned the other day in that informal majlis, There are different kinds of huffaz also now. Some huffaz, they know the Quran Sharif very well. So they brag about it in the month of Ramadan. Allah, the way I know my Quran Sharif, that in Ramadan when I go on the Musalla, I can read 20 rakats without mistake. All year round I don't read. But I know my Quran Sharif very well. He knows his Quran Sharif so well that he can read 20 rakats in the month of Ramadan without mistake. So therefore, whole year round, he doesn't read Quran Sharif. Was that the Quran Sharif for? Was that what the memorization was for? That you must be just able to read in the month of Ramadan? So, but those are very few who can do that. Most of them, it is a question of not even remembering what they have learned. When the month of Ramadan comes, then they learn four rukus. If they're making four rakat tarawih, then they learn four rukus. And they will read and read and read those four rukus for the whole month. Whichever four rukus they have to read. Then some will learn eight rukus. Then there will be some who don't know the Quran Sharif and they will not even make an attempt to learn the Quran Sharif. It will be neglected. Quran ki faryad by Mahir al-Qadiri. Little children were taught that in the madrasas in those days. ताकों में सजाया जाता हूँ, आँखों से लगाया जाता हूँ, तावीज़े बनाया जाता हूँ, दो-दो के पिलाया जाता हूँ, जुजदान हरीर और रेशम के और फूल सितारे चांदी के फिर इत्र की बारिश होती है खुशबू में बसाया जाता हूँ जब कौल कसम लेने के लिए तकरार की नौबत आती है जब कौल कसम लेने के लिए तकरार की नौबत आती है तब मेरी जरूरत पड़ती है हाथों पे उठाया जाता हूँ اے مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے اے مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے یوں بھی مجھے رسوا کرتے ہیں ایسے بھی ستایا جاتا ہوں Lament of the Quran Sharif. We keep it on the high shelves. Use it for tawizes. Pour itar over it. When it is time to take qasam, then we say bring Quran Sharif. Because there's a dispute between two brothers, two friends, or two clients, or client and customer and trader, whatever it is. So now bring Quran Sharif. And the most difficult thing to digest, he says, قانون پر راضی غیر ہو کے. If you have aqidat that you are following me, then I am Allah Ta'ala's kalam. And success depends on following that which is in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah. But we are happy and pleased with the qanun legislation of the ghayr. In other words, all the laws of those who are enemies of Islam, we are quite happy with those laws. This is how I am troubled, this is how I am made to suffer. So that is another category. That they won't know the Quran Sharif and won't make any effort to learn also. Very few people will read the Quran Sharif in the morning, try to understand at least even a ruku and make amal on it. So that is what it is, that these people are stealing, they're taking away your culture, they're taking away your Quran Sharif tilawat, they have taken away your ibadat, your zikr, your akhlaq and muashara. But still, O Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, says you are fast asleep. Look at what the media has done. Look at the hype that it creates. People from good homes and good backgrounds, they too get carried away. 5 times namazis get carried away. People making hajj upon hajj get carried away. People making umrahs upon umrah, they also you will find them there. Everything is forgotten that yesterday we were crying at the Rosa Mubarak, Salat and Salam. Tears were rolling down our cheeks. Our gaze was on that green dome. It is forgotten that we are making tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif. Going round and round the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we had put on our ihram and we had said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika lak. All is forgotten. That, oh Allah, I am present. I am going round and round this house. It is a promise and a pledge that when I return, then I will go round and round your ahkam. I had removed my clothes before I put on the ihram, clearly indicating that I have removed from my life all that is sinful and haram and forbidden. And now I am putting on my ihram. So everything is then forgotten. Tumhare ghar mein choron ne lagayi hai naqab, jago. Tumhara ye liye jate hai maal asbab sab, jago. Pade ho ab bhi ghafil kar rahe ho, kya ghazab, jago. You say, give the children, give everybody in the house everything that they pleases them and makes them happy. Unconcerned what the end result is going to be. Those very children then become a pain in the neck for those parents. Those very children after that, whom we spoilt, they become the cause of grief and misery for those parents. But then it's too late. What we say is find alternatives. We don't say deprive them altogether, lock them up in the house, be hard and strict and rigid and give them no source of happiness of any kind. We say that the parents must find time, take those children to good areas, good places, give them happiness, make them feel Shariat and Islam is not something that stifles your happiness. It gives you genuine joy and happiness. Therefore, my Shaykh Hazrat Shah King Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, we say that if a child is asking and demanding for some kind of jersey, sweater, shirt, whatever it may be, and he's got pictures, as is the demand nowadays that the person who has got some idol in the sporting world, then he wants to have his picture. So now the child is demanding. Or anything else. So then, spend more money than they would spend on that. Spend more money and buy something that is good, it is something that is going to give the child happiness also, and it is going to improve the education or mental ability or something. Like table tennis board, if you've got space, or anything else. Spend the extra money and tell the child that this is what I'm buying for you. That costs 5 rand, this costs 100 rand. If Allah Ta'ala has given the money, buy it. With good niyat you do that, you'll get sawab. That the child won't feel stifled. Now we don't even give halal and we don't give haram. So then what is the child going to do? Either we will give the child haram or we won't even give halal. So the child feels that neither can I enjoy haram and nor can I enjoy halal. The same with our wives. See, we must go out of our way to find solutions to the problems. You have to make the life within the home a pleasant one. If it's not going to be pleasant, and if there's going to be fights and quarrels and arguments over little things and trivial things, and we're going to say, our authority, I am the authority. And some of it's really ana rabbukum al-aala in the houses. So then what is going to happen? Once the life within the home is not a happy one, then the children are going to suffer and the person himself suffers too. Home was for comfort. That is why the proverb that home is home. East, west, north or south, the person goes, but home is best. Because when you enter this home, there must be happiness, there must be cheer, there must be laughter. It's not seriousness within the home. But when will that come? When we create that kind of environment. Musalmano utho bahare amal tayyar ho jao. Nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao. In spite of all this, the person is still ghafil. Pade ho ab bhi ghafil. Kar rahe ho kya ghazab jago. That means we're not even concerned about our own selves. Such negligence, indifference, unconcern, which direction our life is going. And the best part is complaints upon complaints, and no peace, no happiness, no satisfaction in life. Homes have become Jahannam on earth. Children have become a major problem. But then we can't resist and restrain ourselves from haram, then what do we expect the children to do? Tumhara har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana, namuna ho ke bhi har qaum ke saanche mein dal jana, rahe haq mein buton ke husn zahir par phisal jana, jidhar chalna hudood-e shar'a se bahar nikal jana. Tumhara har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana. Those days everything was prohibited. Only whites were allowed in cinemas, theatres, here, there and all. Very little facilities for those who were non-whites. And as soon as everything opened up, they're not supporting in any way the apartheid, the zulm. But there were certain things which were good for the Muslims. As far as racial discrimination was concerned, that was not acceptable at all. And the zulm of separating, stay here, stay there, stay there, removal from houses and businesses. We're not talking about that. But all the cinemas, theatres, discos and nightclubs and bars and such kind of facilities which were closed, there was goodness in it. Any case, tumhara har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana. Whenever new government comes, you say you change with the government. A Muslim does not change with governments. A Muslim changes governments. He doesn't change with the government. There's a world of difference between the two. Wherever the Muslims, when they change the government, that means the whole ideology of the government, the legislation of the government. They worked amongst them, made them Muslims, and then after that they implemented Islamic law. So they changed the mahol and the environment wherever they went. And not that they got changed with the government and with the mahol and the environment. The environment does not change a Muslim. Zamana humko badal sake, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. What are we allowing the zamana to change? We say zamana is like that, zamana is like that. What must we do now? Everybody is going in that direction. So everybody goes in a wrong direction, we all must follow. Where is our restraining power? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayah. Rahe haq mein buto ke husne zahir par fisal jana. Jidhar chalna hudood-e shar'a se bahar nikal jana. Now this is a very lengthy one, you can go on the whole night. But even if that much we can absorb and digest, then it is sufficient. That whichever way we look at it is hudud-e shara se bahar nikal jana. Instead of remaining within the parameters of Sharia, we always want to get out of the parameters. Anything that is prohibited is always enjoyable. Anything that we are told is haram, then that is what we want. So instead of taking people out of haram, we become party to haram. Therefore, we should not worry about what people say. Allah Ta'ala has given us aqal. We must use the aqal and our intelligence and see what is happening. Look at the kind of lifestyle these people are leading. Look at the kind of lifestyle. Absolutely no understanding of what the purpose of life is. This entertainment, pleasure of the haram kind, plentiful, that is life. And then it reaches a stage where that much is not sufficient. So then you have to go on to drugs, and then on to drink, and then see the prostitutes, and carry on and on and on until the person's life is miserable and he leaves this world no better than a beast. That's what happens. And unfortunately, this is now entering all the Muslim countries of the world, or has entered already. So that is the message that the Khaja Sahib is giving to us, that these people entered our homes with a big din and a big noise. And they're stealing all this cultural lifestyle of ours, Muslims' culture. So he says, get up, before it is too late. So bring those zikr cards. Put the fans up if they're feeling cold. Allah.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو
O my Allah, in my gaze must be just you. Whichever side I look must be nothing but my Allah. I see Allah's creation, the heavens, the earth, the skies, the sun, the moon, the stars, and within my body I see Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power and might and glory. Sab toho bahar dil ke andar tu ho tu hi tu. In the heart must be Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love. Then we will love our parents because Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to love parents. We will love our children. We will love our neighbors. We will even love our businesses because it's a source of halal livelihood. Nothing wrong with it. But first it is Allah. قَلْبِ تَپَا مِن دِیدِ تَر مِن تُو ہی تُو ہو تُو ہی تُو میرے لئے تو بحر و بر میں تُو ہی تُو ہو تُو ہی تُو within the heart. Outside, in the, on the ocean, or in the land, everywhere. My Allah, kuch na sujai de mujhe, hargis. Laakho ho manzar peshe niga. No matter what kind of attraction and distraction it may be. No matter what kind of kashish and pull there must be in those things which are haram and forbidden. Outwardly they might be glitter and glamour and shine and dance and fun and entertainment and pleasure. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 nothing else oh my Allah it must be اللہ اللہ let all those things happen to whatever extent we can save somebody we will save but if we cannot save then it doesn't mean we are going to follow in that direction we will restrain ourselves and enjoy this closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala The problem is people from the outside, when they look, they think that these people are all sulky and gloomy, and there's absolutely no happiness in their life. They're all people without any kind of joy and fun and entertainment and pleasure. That's what they think when they look at us from the outside. And the problem is that we too are like that. that we don't seem to enjoy ibadat, zikr, tilawat, akhlaq, good akhlaq. We don't enjoy all those things. We also enjoy some kind of fitnas. Outwardly we project happiness. But inside our hearts is also that hasrat, hai, hai. I'm missing out. Now if we're going to make hai, hai inside, then the effect of that inside hai, hai is going to fall on the person that we are talking to. The person who is enjoying a sweet mango, you can see it on his face that it's sweet. The person who is sucking a juicy grape, you can see it on his face that it is sweet. And give a person a sour lemon, then will you see a smile on his face. The person who is sucking a sour lemon, then you can see, the face will show that this person is sucking something very sour. So like that, if we are really enjoying juicy grape, so then the person who is in contact with us will then see that, no, this person seems to be enjoying it. So let me also try it. What is it that he is enjoying? But if he doesn't see in our life that kind of sukoon, that kind of tranquility and that kind of qurb and ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala and enjoyment in ibadat, zikr, tilawat and in the fulfillment of Allah Ta'ala's ahkam, then the person will say, why must I follow that path where he himself seems to be very, very, very much in pain. So he's not going to go that way.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallahu illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah suje mujhko dono jahan mein tu hi tu bas tu hi tu سوجے مجھ کو کون مقام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود زیا میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 illallah 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 ایسا سما جا میری نظر میں جلوہ تیرا دیکھوں ہر سو غیبت دمبر کو بھی نہ ہو ہر وقت رہوں رو در رو میرے لیے بازار جہاں ہو سر بسر ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا 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 اللہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا بلور اللہ یا رحیم اللہ Most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving is you. Oh, my most beautiful Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. My beloved Allah, we are the weakest servants of yours on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge indeed we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. But we have raised our begging bowls before you. We are being lashed by storms of fitnas from all sides.
Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas in front of us, fitnas from behind us, fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Ey Rabbe Kareem, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan? Which are the doors that we can tap, my beloved Allah? Whosoever seeks protection, do you bless them with protection? We are turning towards you. We have no strength to fight the fitnas. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak and we will get washed away in the waves of fitnas. If you do not protect us and safeguard us, who will, my Allah? Create the conditions for our protection and safety. Give us happiness and contentment and satisfaction in ibadah, zikr, tilawat. Fulfillment of the rights of people, service to mankind. My beloved Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with peace, happiness, prosperity, contentment. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. Ey Rabbi Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس and شیطان have ganged up against us, my Allah. ہم کدھر جائیں؟ اے رب کریم, we know we are deserving of your غضب, your anger, your wrath, your azab. We know we are deserving of that, my Allah. But you don't love punishment, you dearly love forgiveness of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Rab karam se apne, to dono jahan mein, to mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman. Karche pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ وَأُمِّدِ کرم آیا اگرچہ پر خطاہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ حاضر اللہ Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Give us shifa from our physical and spiritual ailments. Hamara banja hame apna bana. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh Dawat, my beloved Allah. Khanqahs, madrasas, masajid, anjumans. Deeni tasanif. سب کو قبول فرما, گشت عالم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما. اے رب کریم, ہم سب کو اپنے دین کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما. A day is going to come in our lives. It is sure to come, whether we like it or not, it is going to come, that we are going to depart from this world. No one remains in this world forever and ever. None of us knows where we are going to die, in what condition we are going to die. Ey Rabbi Kareem, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, some football stadium, popping drugs in our mouths, adultery, fornication, the TV screen or porn sites on the internet or any haram action. What kind of a death would that be, my Allah? Hamari hifazat farma, hifazat farma, hifazat farma. Izzat wali maut ata farma, barkat wali maut ata farma. Bless us with maut in Madina tayyiba. سلامتی دین اور آزا کے ساتھ شہادت کی موت مدینہ طیبہ میں عطا فرما. Don't seize us on account of our sins and our weaknesses and shortcomings. unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, family members, Ummat of Nabi alayhi salam. Remove the difficulties of the Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses and the faults of the Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless the entire mankind with hidayah. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations, tamanna that is in the hearts of all who have raised their hands before you this part of the night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. My beloved Allah, we cannot ask for everyone, everything that is their desire. But you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the illness, the weakness of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your kindness, with your ihsan, with your favor, remove the difficulties, pain, suffering. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, parents and the ummah with that goodness. With all the mischief, corruption, fitna that we ask for protection, especially that of Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Give them Jannatul Firdaus. Give sabre jameel, ajre azim to the kith and kin. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا